than alive. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour, Halloween edition. 30 minutes of blood-curdling discussion about the horrible, gruesome, and deadly world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest and closest to death of the Ringhausen Brothers, insurance salesman. What's more horrifying than that? Herpetologist, and a man who has performed over 700 alligator autopsies, keeping the best parts for himself. Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring the other eldest Ringhausen brother, author, inventor, legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a politician who's scared more people going door-to-door than all the trick-or-treaters in the world combined, Richard J. Ringhausen. Last and least, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers, zombie killer, werewolf hunter, vampire slayer, mummy unwrapper, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and a man's man who showed the Grim Reaper the proper way to carry a scythe, a man so fearsome that women faint, dogs howl, and babies cry, the Death Star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Well, dog howled
right after that.
That was definitely different.
Happy Halloween to us all.
What? I'm waiting for this intro. Is show over?
Well, I don't know. You can go anytime you want. Pretty much.
It just started.
Wow.
Ah,
nice intro, Rick.
I like that.
Scary, right?
Still got my spare parts around.
What's more scary than an insurance salesman
coming to your door?
An attorney.
Yeah. We had that happen to a garbage truck driver over one time.
What's that?
We kind of ganged up on him when your wife was in an accident over in Hardin.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The guy didn't know which way to look before the cop got there even.
Yeah, her insurance agent and her attorney.
I would think that she's the scariest thing of the bunch.
I think he found out she was.
Okay, what's the difference between a dead skunk in the road and a dead lawyer laying in the road?
It doesn't have any stripes.
Skid marks in front of the skunk.
Good one.
Oh, aren't you both funny?
Well, I'm just throwing out scary stuff, Rick. Man, I tell you, were you up early this morning to see the moon? It was a werewolf moon, man.
Arr!
It looked good.
I was up, but I didn't notice it. I was walking, not too much.
You stopped looking up? Is it because you're old and
looking where
and
I'm going?
Thinking about eternity just upset you, or because you're so stiff your head won't go up anymore?
Well, a little bit of both, but the main thing is you're just trying to walk where you go, see where you're walking a little bit.
That's more of a problem for Rick, from what I understand.
But well, yeah, that's another story for another
day. Are you guys more afraid that there's no afterlife or that there is?
Oh, there is.
Yeah, and where are you going to be spending?
Well, that's what I'm worried about, yeah.
I'm going to heaven, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. One of these countries celebrates purgatory.
Well, that'd be on All Souls Day or the 31st.
Rick, do you want to preface what that comment was even about?
Yes. One of the things I was going to venture into was how other countries celebrate Halloween or Halloween-type days or events. You know, you're aware of Mexico, how they do it, right?
Mexico loves, like, Halloween and death and skeletons and
Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
dead come back.
Dios de Muertos or something.
Big, big celebration. 3 or 4 days, isn't it?
Yeah, and just more darn skeletons than you can shake a stick at.
Parades.
Well, they're liable to dig up some ancient relatives and have a party around them and then put them back.
Well, the dead,
just right, too.
Dead show up and hang out with their family for a day.
Something like that.
What was that movie? Party at where the guy was dead and they...
Maybe. Weekend at Bernie's.
Thank you. I knew. Oh, I couldn't think of it. I was trying to... See, I don't know the movies.
What's that got to do with Mexico?
Just having a dead guy around you all the time.
Oh, okay. Dia de los Muertos. How's that?
Okay.
That's the Day of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and?
That's what they do it in Mexico. Believe that the gates of heaven open up at midnight on October 31st. And the souls of children return to earth to be reunited to their families for 24 hours.
No kidding.
On November 2nd, the souls of adults come down from heaven to join in the festivities.
Oh, really?
I did not know that. Uh-huh. Did you know that?
I didn't know they had to separate them.
Well, that's because most of the kids are in heaven and most of the other ones...
came down from heaven.
They have to open a different gate.
Okay.
Oh, here's the one I was thinking of. Panganga Lula Luwa. That's Philippines. It says a tradition where the children go door to door in costumes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just
where
like
they
here.
Sing and ask for prayers for those stuck in purgatory.
There you go.
And they're all carrying machetes.
Well, if they don't get candy, it's a trick or treat.
Well, yeah. Don't you think? Did you ever play tricks on Halloween?
No.
You know, you knock on the door, you say trick or treat.
Right. Okay. So what are the standard
the
tricks
rules
you had? No, you had toilet paper, TP in somebody's, you know, the trees in the yard.
Yeah.
You ever done that, Greg? No. Wait, Greg.
We tried. And we went out to one
you
of the...
You tried? How hard is it?
Okay, now listen. And we went out there.
Whoa, okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking to my wife right now. Say I apologize. Sit. So we're getting all ready to go.
Just treat me like a dog.
No, I treat the dog better. So we're all getting ready, got the rolls out, got the door slammed, and all of a sudden we're going up to the house and you hear this...
A shotgun?
You betcha.
Cranking up?
Yep. So
did they fire it into the air?
No, all he had to do. We dropped the toilet paper. We were on our way.
Like, just chucking a shell up into position.
A bunch of little girls. We took off screaming, man.
Okay, so you got your TP and toilet paper. You got soap and windows?
Eggs.
Soap windows?
We egged a lot.
You egged a lot? That's
evil. Eggs, man? That'll take the paint off somebody's car.
No. Not vehicles.
These were old time eggs. They didn't do that. Rick.
No.
This is a bunch of teenage kids throwing eggs at
wasn't
little
teenage.
Kids.
We're in our 20s and 20s.
Throwing eggs at children.
No, we weren't.
It was last week.
We just got back in pickup trucks and we go around hitting each other.
You ever get hit with an egg at full speed like that? Man, that stings.
Ask Cousin Marty about getting hit with an egg.
Oh, yeah. What was that? There was the cheerleader.
Hit a cheerleader with an
Cousin
egg.
Cousin Marty was a cheerleader at Calhoun High School. And as a fundraiser, the cheerleaders decided that the way they would
stand up against a brick wall
and let people pay to throw eggs at them.
And these guys were winding up and just letting them
fly.
Oh,
yeah. The seniors in the high school show up. You know, the guys on the football team. Chance to throw eggs at the cheerleaders? Here's $20.
Give me
all of them. And I guess girls just... You know,
it was like getting hit with a paintball.
They did it for about 5 minutes or so, and then they had to stop it.
Yeah.
Cousin Marty came to work at the packing shed the next day.
All bruised.
Just all welts and bruises on her arms and legs. It was just terrible. You just had to wonder who thought that idea up.
The girls did, and they even brought the eggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, at most high schools.
It wasn't the National Honor Society that came up with that, huh?
Well, or Calhoun.
Most high schools,
been.
You could have money, you know, let the students egg the teachers. They'd probably pay for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but see, nowadays, they don't egg teachers. They slime them, I think. Isn't
That's
that what
the
they
thing
do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're in on that.
And then there's also the ice water thing. Is that come and gone?
I I haven't seen that too much lately.
The ice water, the bath. Bet or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's come and gone.
Pumpkin thievery was a trick.
Pumpkin, smashing a pumpkin.
Pumpkin on your front lawn or whatever, doorstep or whatever.
The intersection, the main intersection in town where you go smashing your pumpkin.
Well, that too.
Don't do this at home, kids.
No, kids. No. This was back in the day of bad kids.
Yes.
Bad kids aren't allowed
they
anymore.
They did that.
The burning bag on the
we
porch.
We saw it. The old burning bag on the porch. Never, ever tried that.
I never tried that.
Never eat it.
I don't know of anybody that ever really did that. That's
never
just
saw
a TV
it.
Thing, isn't
I
it?
I think it is.
And you walk out and there's a little burning bag on your porch. You're not going to bite on that, are you?
You'd be surprised.
You get somebody. Yeah, I forgot about the old burning bag. Yeah.
Tell people who don't know what the burning bag is.
Well, you put gooey dog poop in a
excrement
bag.
In the bag, set it on fire,
set it on fire.
Out, stomps the fire out.
I think you can say poop, Rick.
You can say poop.
Yeah.
This is the internet, man.
Yeah. We can go a lot further than that.
I'm pooped. I'm so tired.
Yes.
Oh, Hong Kong. Hong Kong has the Hungry Ghost Festival.
Oh, how's that work? What do they do?
The Hungry Ghost Festival, the 15th day of the 7th lunar month.
Oh, my God. Now I don't know when that is.
Yeah, so.
The people, it says the people of Hong Kong celebrate the Hungry Ghost Festival. I believe that spirits get restless around this time of the year, begin to roam the world, and the festival is a way to feed those spirits both food and money they need for the afterlife.
Ah!
There you go.
Part of a month-long celebration that also features burning paper, there's your burning bags, and food offerings. Now, my question. Okay, so we make a trek up to the graveyard to celebrate and leave food and money on the tombstones and then leave. Come back the next day. Ha! It's gone.
The spirits took all the money.
Spirits took all the food and money.
Wow.
We're guessing the buzzards eat the food. And that there's a group of kids waiting on the other side of the fence. A group of Hong Kongese children waiting to run over and take the money.
Well, who is bringing the food and money?
The family.
The family.
So yeah. So a family member could stick
to keep
around
the hungry ghost. Yeah. It's like the reverse tooth fairy.
Yeah. I don't see that one working out real good.
In Romania.
You know, that would be a great place to go Halloween night.
Romania?
Oh, God,
Romania's
yeah.
Going to be a werewolf or something.
No, they go to the castle of Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, okay.
For like a big party. Big
yeah. That'd be
Burning
well,
Man.
I meant to ask you, in the opening of this show, were you supposed to be like Dracula? Or what was your scary voice? Who were you modeling that after?
Well, I didn't. No one.
Boris Karloff?
No
or?
One in particular.
Ooh. The okay. Monster mom.
Why? Was it supposed to be?
Well, it sounded like you were attempting it at some level, but I wasn't sure.
Well, I don't know.
It was my scary voice.
Like Kermit the Frog. Pretty much Kermit the Frog.
No, you sound more like that commander from, what was that, Galaxy Quest.
That's what Suzanne said.
Doesn't he, Greg?
I really don't know. And to be honest with you, I don't care. I just thought it was Rick in a deep voice.
Gai Jatra. They celebrate in Nepal.
Ah.
An annual festival that honors deceased friends and family members with singing and dancing. Joy and laughter eases the pain of grief while celebrating the dead. Take place in the Kathmandu Valley. You know,
Kathmandu, yeah.
And it features Bob Seger.
All of my knowledge of Kathmandu is centered around Bob Seger. I know nothing else.
That's it. There you go.
Let's see. People usually, with the children present, don cow costumes or put on cow masks. Gai Jatra has its origins in the Journey of the Cow, a funeral rite where a family would parade a cow or ox through town before donating it to the temple to ensure the soul of the deceased family finds peace.
Huh. And that's where they get their poop to fill the bags and then go light it on the porch afterwards.
I've got to think that the temple guys you know, who run the temple get to eat the cow, right?
Not in that part of the world. They're not eating cows.
I thought
in
sacred.
Nepal?
I thought that was sacred there.
That's India.
Oh, well, that's on the other side of the mountain.
Where do you think that they're, that, you know, how many people die in Nepal? You know, do you think there's like 100 cows in the back of the temple? Cows are disappearing one by one as they're donated. You think the monks or the llamas or whatever they call them just take a cow out, give a slap on the rump and turn them loose? Yeah. Nah. Cow goes into the temple. Cow doesn't come out.
Okay. Interesting.
Thanks, me.
What else you got there, Stud?
I don't know. What's your list say?
Same thing as yours. I just read where Italy, it's just another day and another reason to party. So that sounds pretty good to me.
Have either of you ever actually attended a Halloween party?
Nope. I don't think I ever have.
Well, I'm sure I have.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I did.
When I was in law school, I was a party animal.
Woo-hoo. You went to a Halloween party in law school?
Yeah.
That all been interesting.
Oh, you go to downtown D.C. and they were all over. You go and every bar in downtown Washington D.C. had Halloween parties.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess now that I think about it, maybe I have gone to like one at a.
Oh, you were down at Carbondale.
At a bar.
The big Halloween.
You're telling me you haven't been to a Halloween party?
Yeah, you're right. I was.
Greg, tell them what happened at Halloween at Carbondale.
Well, I never partake. Took in
you never went down there?
No, I never went down to Carbondale for Halloween.
Back in the day, this Carbondale, like, Illinois had the biggest Halloween party in the United States.
Easily.
Oh, not even close.
It was out of control. It was wild. I was actually going to school there then.
It was
madness.
What was it like, Al? Like
the main drag, they just shut everything down because it was solid people from one end of town to the other. Every bar was packed. Everybody had bands. There were parties in the streets. And like the downtown area, I can remember.
Were you raising the dead?
Well, we were down there and, you know, just like this massive throng of people. And there's a guy that climbs the pole that has the traffic lights. But, you know, you got the pole and then you got the arm that goes out over the middle. Right. And he gets up to the pole and everybody's cheering him on, you know, and he's, you know, getting up there. And he gets to the crossbar and he starts shimmying out towards the lights and everybody's cheering him on. And when he got out in the middle, they start throwing beer cans and beer bottles at him and then knocked him off.
Oh, man.
Where he fell to the street.
That's a good... Well, they're tall enough that trailer trucks can go under them. That's got to be 12, 14 feet.
Oh, yeah. They brought in an ambulance, hauled him away.
No.
That same year, there was a person got hit by an Amtrak train coming through town and got their leg cut off.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
In the middle of Halloween, everybody just went on.
Are you kidding me?
They didn't stop. They just kept partying. And I can remember going, it was just so crowded. And then all of a sudden, you hear like the roar of a motorcycle engine coming down through the street that's shut off, and there's no traffic. And this motorcycle comes flying down through it, and it's got the Blues Brothers on it. And they weren't stopping for anybody. But yeah, it was wonderful. But there was just so much vomit and urine and beer and just everything mixed together running down the gutters.
Of Carbondale.
And, you know, I had people laying in it.
So how'd you get all that off of you from laying in the gutter?
I didn't have any of that, but, man, it really was a wild
something to
car.
See, yeah, something to witness.
It was fantastic. And
initially, all the bars thought, this is a great thing. This is a lot of money.
No, until everything started getting tore up.
Yes.
Yeah.
City Fathers put a stop to it finally,
they finally said,
pretty tame, so
that's enough.
It's not that way anymore, is it?
Oh, no, they've just done away with it.
Got it.
Yeah. Shut it down.
Did they wear costumes?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was in costume.
Okay. Well, then you said you never went to a costume party.
Yeah, well, I forgot.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Those brain cells are gone, man.
That's been a long time ago, man. It was a good time, though.
About half the college girls dress like cats, you know. Or sexy nurses. Those are the two big choices for college girls.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Can't remember.
I was
that
just wondering
either.
If you saw any cats or sexy nurses, Al.
All of them.
Not bad.
Now, you know, another Halloween party that we were, Greg wasn't at it, but you and I were, was a cousin of ours got married on Halloween, and the wedding reception was a costume party.
That was
Are you kidding me?
No, that was true.
It was wonderful.
Oh, I bet it was good. That's unique, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because usually wedding receptions, you go because you have to, and you're just showing up to pony
well,
up.
Well, Greg gets drunk.
Just show up, so pony up a present or money.
Yeah, I do. It's the only way you can handle those dang things.
Greg was offended that I almost forgot to say that.
Really?
You know, somehow I remember your wedding.
Mine?
Yeah.
I had a bunch of guys come down from school and that. It was pretty wild, as I hear.
Did you pass out?
No, I left, and Bruce took over.
There it is.
There it is. And I think the boys from Chicago found out what life in the woods
party
was.
Party in Calhoun County, Illinois is all about.
Yeah.
Police get called to that one?
No. I don't think
What's
so.
The point?
I thought we ran through a stretch where like three or four of the family weddings got broken up by the cops.
Now Bruce's there's a big fight.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, I went to change clothes at the house, which is about 2 minutes away, and came back and it looked like a fight scene out of John Wayne movie. I mean, in the old saloon, it really did.
It was a brawl.
It was
a brawl.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got something like that where you got two guys that are obviously have some disagreement where they're going to fight, you know.
I think it's just...
Yet somehow something like that expands to where there's a whole bunch of people fighting each other who had no intention of fighting each other before that started, right?
Right. Because somebody got shoved into them. Hey, buddy!
I've had it. I don't like that. Take care of you.
You apologize to this lady. You ain't one of them.
You know, I was DJing a dance one night, and it turned into one of those giant brawls like that. So I right away put on Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. I just yell and crank it up, and some old guy comes up, "You turn that off right now!"
Oh, well, that's going to change anything.
What difference does it make what I play right now?
Kung Fu Fighting?
They're not really dancing, are they?
Idiot.
Lynette's wedding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What'd you dress up as?
We had our daughter Elizabeth was the Cat in the Hat, and Sarah and I were Thing One and Thing Two.
Oh, pretty good.
Do you still have those outfits? I'm guessing you were two.
Well, that's just hurtful, Rick.
And was that accurate?
I don't remember what
you don't remember if you're Thing One or Thing Two. No. I bet I can find pictures.
They're somewhere out there.
Our family dressed up as the different holidays of the year.
Oh, okay.
Had like Uncle
Sam. Could anybody tell what you were?
We had Uncle Sam and Santa Claus.
Okay, Christmas.
And I had one dressed as a big pumpkin.
Okay, October.
Thanksgiving.
I think I was Abe Lincoln.
February, okay.
Yeah. Lincoln's birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really exciting.
Right? Oh, we had an Easter Bunny, too.
Okay.
Did you win the best theme for a family?
Did she have prizes?
Yeah, you didn't win.
Is it time for a commercial?
Oh, yeah, it is time for a commercial.
I was just about to take a bite out of a donut.
Well, I'm going to have a donut.
Okay, we got a commercial here. Yes, we do. Worms, worms, worms! That's right. You can have all the worms you need with Vernon's Vermiculture Kit. Everything you need to start your very own worm farm. Vernon is a self-certified specialist in the science of worms. Red wigglers, butterworms, nightcrawlers, mealworms are just good old intestinal parasites. Vernon's got them all. And you can have worms too. Just listen to this satisfied customer.
Well, you got your dirt, you got your worms, and you mix them together, and then you get enough worms to go fishing anytime you want.
You hear that? Fishing anytime you want. Call Vernon's Vermiculture today, and you'll be wiggling with happiness or crawling with worms.
At a store near you.
Yeehaw. What's make that go like out fishing right now?
Like catfish bait? You ever smell catfish bait?
It's not good.
You ever smear it on somebody's car?
That's not a bad idea, but no.
You ever wait until one of your buddies was asleep, drunk, and
right,
asleep?
Put it right across his nose? Yeah. No. Did the old shaving cream on the nose and then tickle his nose or whatever. Yeah, well, I can't remember what
you,
we
did. You put the shaving cream
on his hand and you tickle his nose.
Tickle their nose.
Yeah,
and then,
we did that. See, I was good. Drunk when I did that.
You put it on your face, didn't
you? Yeah, probably
you?
Did.
Okay, it goes on somebody.
Here, let's see how that works. Wait a minute. Oh, that's not it.
I have some vague recollection, like in law school, of one of my roommates was dating some girl in the dorms. And we were grad students, but he was dating an undergrad. And she'd done something that was causing him to where he decided that he wasn't going to see her anymore. So we went and saw her one more time. And we got Limburger cheese from a store here. Smell Limburger? For real Limburger cheese?
Yeah, I've smelled it
before.
Oh,
man.
It's harsh.
So while he was talking to her, I went and opened one of the furnace grates up and set it deep inside of it. And then we left.
Well, you're just a mean person, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
He's not dating her anymore. Yeah. And actually, none of us dated any of the girls from the dorm after that.
Because they all stunk like the
number cheese, man.
Oh, we got a phone call almost as soon as we got back. Where's the cheese?
Oh, I don't know what cheese. What cheese you talking about?
What are you talking about? And so finally, they call back again and feed us some lie that one of their roommates has an
allergic reaction.
Allergic reaction, and that we need to know where it is.
We're suing you.
So I have no idea, but if I were going to look.
I think it's in your refrigerator.
Yeah. I think something's gone bad.
That's happened before. In the dorm room.
What's that?
Food go bad.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Let's see what else we got here.
You reading?
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out which one to do, which country on Halloween, how they celebrate.
Are you doing this so that you can plan a trip to one of these countries during this time?
But the thing of this is not always on October, some of these countries.
So you can hit multiple countries in one year.
You could.
You could. You could go all around.
And you could catch Mexico for, a day or two.
Kukeri in Bulgaria celebrates Kukeri.
Is that a Bulgarian accent you're using there?
It says probably the best costume party in the world.
Okay.
Really?
A centuries-old Thracian tradition that takes place across Bulgaria over the last week of January.
I wonder if that's better than the family dressing
people
up for months of the year.
Yeah. You're just kind
it's
of...
It's the one day of the year that Bulgarian women put on makeup.
Wow.
Give to me huge kiss.
I love you long time.
Ooh, pucker up,
baby. Each village, from villages and towns across the country.
That's not funny, Greg.
Yeah, it is.
They come to the town square just outside the capital city of Sofia to parade their monster costumes. Each village has a distinct monster style, but are all intended to chase evil spirits away. The costumes include masks, hair, bells, and wooden structures that are truly impressive. Parades last for two whole days to ensure that every group of monsters has their chance to scare away evil spirits.
All right, those Bulgarians, they know how to party.
They did all right, man.
Wear makeup.
That's Slobovia. I'm sorry. The giant Slobovian rabbit.
In Cambodia, at the end of September, Buddhist families gather to celebrate Khmer Ben, a religious
That's why they
holiday
all walk around
to celebrate the dead.
The countryside with long sticks trying to find landmines.
That's pretty harsh, too. No, people give foods like sticky sweet rice and beans wrapped in banana leaves and visit temples to offer up baskets of
I'd rather have somebody TP my house than eat that.
Throw an egg at me.
Yeah, that's weird, though. my daughter Julia and I used to go to this Korean grocery store in and get these bean cakes. And I thought, it's a bean cake. But it was real sweet. It was like a...
Really good?
It was delicious. So. But it was made out of beans.
Well, put sugar on anything, it's good.
I guess, but I just didn't expect it
that good of a bean. Yeah,
a yummy bean dessert. Okay.
kept you well steady.
Let's see. All Saints Day worldwide. Catholics around the world gather to celebrate All Saints Day.
Are you okay, Rick? Are you having a stroke right now?
No, my eyes are burning badly.
What, did you have some bean cakes?
In Germany, when they celebrate that, it has a tradition of hiding their kitchen knives so that returning spirits won't be accidentally harmed or use the knives to harm the living.
This is in Germany.
German Catholics, man.
Yeah, you never know about them.
That seems pretty harsh, don't it?
I think we're about there.
Any event where you have to hide the knives from everybody, that's not good. There's some drunken history going on there.
I just assumed that was the Italian custom.
I don't know. Close enough.
Man, we're way over. We're way out of time here.
We got talking on Halloween. Gotta go.
That episode was spooky.
Yeah, it was.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
Alligator.
All right.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.